Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Catch up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
For you, the Fry's story, more updates in the Billie Eilish interview in Rolling Stone.
Eric
up
says
here.
I was in college working at a Subway. I was fired for getting a second job at a Casey's because Casey's sells sandwiches and it violated my non-compete clause.
Jesus.
Lame.
That's insane.
Lame. What a
Jim walked in during the break, the break before this last one, and we're talking about this too, and it affects him too for that matter. He's got a contract and a non-compete. But he mentioned that... he said what he thinks this, he hopes this does for a lot of people is the companies that don't want to lose people will pay them as opposed to them going across the street. And they know they can go across the street and get a raise. So, you know, that's a radio term, across the street. Get a different job
to
get a raise. Now, a competitor. Now they can, maybe their own company will say, well, listen, you can leave. I know that. So if you please stay. We can't hold you because of this, but we can pay you more. Okay, good, and I'll stay.
I hope he's right.
Help. Well, that's a natural progression. If you really want to keep people, you know.
Yeah.
They're gonna go. They are gonna go to a competitor, right?
If they really want to keep people,
I'm with you, Puss.
That wasn't Eric's case. Subway didn't say, "Listen, we'll give you a little more if you stay away from that Casey's."
That's horrible.
No, they just fired him.
Right. Subway should believe in themselves. They're that worried about a gas station sandwich.
And Casey's is famous for pizza, not sandwiches.
Yeah, it's true, but they got sandwiches. I guess I don't know. But we go to the Subway inside of Casey's in York, right?
I don't know if that was a Casey's. That was some sort of truck stop.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Billie Eilish. I've been in love with girls my whole life, but I just didn't understand until last year I realized I wanted my face in one.
Well,
she didn't say girls, but she said something else.
Giny.
We can all relate.
Yeah, but we realized way before last year.
But we get the appeal.
I forgot that she, is she bi now, or is she just
No,
gay?
I think she just
likes the ladies now, right?
Into women.
Yeah. Yeah, she's got a lesbian haircut now, too. Look at these photos. Sorry, the typical
I'm
lesbian
curious
haircut.
If that's average age. I would think they would discover that at a younger age.
Well, she said she realized she'd been in love with women her whole life. She didn't realize she was sexually attracted to them until recently, apparently, you know.
How old is she?
Old enough to put her face somewhere.
Yeah, we think she's about 21.
22.
22.
Yeah. These are all new articles. This is Twitter from Rolling Stone, just releasing all these.
But that
quotes.
Just seems kind of late in life to have a sexual awakening. But
she had sexual awakening. She had sex before that.
Okay.
She just realized that she likes women. She said she loved women her whole life. She just realized that she wouldn't mind to try
it
that.
It took her this long to narrow down the preference.
Yeah, according to her Wikipedia page, she's
agnostic. If Push could bend, he could put his face in both, by the way. You know?
Yes.
Really flexible. Yeah.
I don't have that level of flexibility.
Your genitals need a non-compete clause.
Those are illegal now.
Yeah, the vagina can't be within a mile radius of your penis.
Yeah.
Too late. They're already there. Yeah. your genitals need a non-compete clause. Not even a joke there.
Yeah, no. Sick burn, dude. Yeah, sick burn.
Gotcha.
Yeah, good one. Your genitals need a non-compete clause. Yeah. That's like a Judd Apatow movie line, doesn't it?
See ya.
See ya. I'm out of here. All right. That is funny as hell.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Social media, jelly rolls, all social media.
Oh, no, no, we teased the Wendy's fry thing.
Oh, okay, go ahead. This involves getting fat, so go ahead.
Yeah, so, yeah. Nick, this one's for you. They announced, I think it was last week, that they were going to start doing free fry Fridays through the it is a coupon through their app. So ultimately this is a way to get people to sign up and download their app. But every Friday for the rest of the year, you can go on the Wendy's app and there'll be a weekly coupon that you can either redeem it through an app order,
Nick,
or you can redeem it in store.
Do you have a Wendy's app now?
I don't. I looked to see if I did. I don't have that one. But I'll get it. I'm not against getting
how
it.
How many fast food apps do you have?
I think I have five. McDonald's, Taco Bell, Burger King, the Chick-fil-A, and Runza.
And can you like order stuff ahead of time?
Yeah.
On the app?
That's what it is, I did that yesterday with the McDonald's app. I was very hungry sitting here. Yeah. And it's so convenient.
Is that why you ran out of here like somebody was put you in the starting blocks yesterday?
Well, I had to be there by 10:30.
What'd you get?
Sausage Egg McMuffin and two hash browns.
Oh, you were thinking about it all morning?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yep.
So you just drive up?
You pay for it on the app too, right?
Yeah. Yep. It's all through the app. And then when you go up to the speaker, they say, are you using your app? And you say yes. And then there's like a four, I think it's like two, it's usually like two letters, a couple
park
numbers.
There, right?
Yeah, you just give them your name and you say, hey, I've got this order. Then here's the code. And then you pull up and it's very convenient.
So no purchase necessary push. You just walk up. I want my free fries today.
It says with any purchase.
Any purchase.
You got to buy something.
Yeah.
How about a small Diet Coke?
Yeah, that's
perfect.
Fine. That's a purchase.
It
yeah.
It's not equal or lesser value kind of thing.
No.
Every day?
Every Friday.
Yeah. Okay.
Every Friday for the rest of the year. They said
hold it. Oh, and they can't do it at different ones, though, right?
What do you mean?
Well, you can't go to two Wendy's in the same day on the same Friday.
You probably could.
No, because it's the app.
The app will probably say that you've already redeemed that coupon
for this week.
Because I had a buddy of mine that had three meals at Denny's.
Because it was his birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a big fat guy back in the day, and he was still a big fat guy.
Did he have three or four birthdays that year?
He actually did it on his birthday, because sometimes they'll ask for your license. They used to back in the day, he said. And he went to three different Denny's and had three different meals.
Nice.
Yeah, this says it's a weekly coupon, so you can probably only use it once per week.
I don't think it's a coincidence that they did this right after they were called out for that dynamic pricing they were going to try to do.
Yes.
They needed some good pub.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Just gave it to them.
Yeah, we did.
But if you take advantage of it, you could get 37 free orders of fries because there's 37
Somebody
Fridays
is.
Left.
Especially a teenager is going to do that. It's like, why not? You know,
lots of full-grown adults are going to do that.
Well, true, but you know, teenagers have more time.
Yeah.
So do full-grown adults. Yeah.
Well, this I think does present some choices because usually Wendy's has that biggie bag that's pretty nice. It's like what $5, and you get a junior bacon cheeseburger, a couple of four chicken nuggets.
You're looking
fries.
At me like you don't know.
Yeah. A drink. It's a very good deal.
The Subway at the truck stop in York is a Sap Brothers.
Yeah, but did you see what else it says?
Yeah,
it has been replaced. With a Burritos Brother, and it's way better. Highly recommend.
Never been to Burrito Brothers. I will say, though, Nick's right, though. The ordering through the app stuff, it does make it a lot easier. There was a period, like, when we were just moving out of our last studio, where they'd stopped paying for coffee, and I had to order it from Dunkin' every morning, and I would sit in the studio, order the, because when you order the big, like bucket of coffee, they got to brew it. It takes like 10 minutes to brew it. So you ordered online. I could drive up through their drive-thru first thing in the morning and barely even have to stop. They'd just have it hanging out the window. I could grab it and go. It's really convenient to do that.
Yeah, and it really eliminates any miscommunication.
That too.
I need to be there by 10:30.
You can make sure that you get your order the way you want it because you're typing it in.
you had to run home, yeah.
I did notice
I work earlier.
You ran out of here really quick yesterday.
Which is fine. Nothing to do.
I thought you just had to poop.
See ya.
Our work here was done.
Yes, it was done. It always is done at 10 o'clock. We're done. All right. And you can tell by listening to us at that point, by the way. Nick's dad found out he was gay in his 30s. I think your dad knew he was gay the whole time. He just stayed in the closet, right?
He said that he'd always knew that he was attracted to dudes, but that he fell in love with my mom.
Oh, that's a great story. Yeah. Yeah.
And then he went back to
your
dogs.
Mom didn't have a wiener, though, and that's a bummer.
Right.
You know? Well, for him.
Yeah. Luke seems to be okay with it.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great line to tell your kids to make them feel better.
Did he come to this revelation by masturbating in front of a mirror?
We'll have to ask
him. I just visualized that.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Well, it's either that or a student, right? College student, by the way. Let's clarify that.
God.
Legal college student, right?
Oh. Oh, looks like McDonald's has free Fry Fridays as well.
Yep.
Oh, they're battling each other now.
Free medium fries on any $1 purchase or more.
Only,
that's what you do then.
Only in the app.
Yeah, everybody wants you to use their app.
Well, the app's a nice way to get the reward points, too. I only paid for the hash browns yesterday. I used some of my points for the sausage egg McMuffin.
Oh, man.
Racking them up.
Mm-hmm.
Is it now, a lot of points you get racked up?
You get a point for every cent. Yeah. So if you spend $10.50, you'd get 1,050 points.
You better be careful, man. I know that you eat other things, you like other food, but you've seen what McDonald's did to Trump's face, man.
Yeah.
And he's eating McDonald's every day at court now, they're saying. Everybody's eating it.
It's one of the only times I've ever been jealous of that guy.
Yeah. Could you double dip, Nick, and like get the McDonald's points through the app and then pay with a credit card that gives you also miles on that credit card?
Ooh.
See?
Well, don't you have to link a credit card or your bank account to the app?
I'd have to update my payment info.
Yeah,
you could do that.
Yeah, you could, because, I mean, you get those points. Get as many points as you can.
I don't think hash browns get you free flights anywhere, believe me.
It'll be a little slower, but, you know.
Yeah, slower to get there, right?
That's 1 mile.
You're ordering again today, aren't you, after all this talk, Nick, aren't you?
He's looking at his phone right now.
I'm going to get the Wendy's app.
He's ordering right now.
Well, you got to have it ready for Friday when you get the free fries.
That's right.
And do you know, Nick, what is the closest Wendy's to here if you're leaving?
I bet you that.
No, but I know the one that's closest to my house, so it would be nice and warm when I get home.
Okay, there you go.
Nice and warm.
Hit it right before you get home.
Does the app have
a big old nap? Dad worked today. Let him sleep and eat my Wendy's.
Does it have a Wendy's near me feature? So it can find the nearest one?
Oh, I bet it does the McDonald's app. When you go to put your order in, it'll automatically bring up the McDonald's closest to you.
See, right here. This is a whole other podcast for you.
Over this.
This was episode 2.
Yeah.
That's been done, huh? All right. Where are we at here? Probably take a break here.
Yeah, part of the other thing with this podcast is, I don't leave here after talking for 4 hours and be like,
want to talk,
there's really some stuff I need to get off my chest.
I got something else to say.
Yeah.
No, you're exactly right about that. I mean, for years and years, people have asked us, Todd and I both did a separate podcast with a radio geek out of Florida, a nice guy named Ryan. I think he probably spent, is it Hoppy? Hoppy Hour? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
Hoppy. Not a nice dude, but we used to interviews with the guy, but it's like, and once I got talking to him, I was fine, but I don't really want to talk about radio when I'm done.
I don't
want to talk about much.
I don't want to listen to talk the rest of the day, let alone talk
you're gonna start
more.
Talking for a while now? Oh, man, I don't want to hear that. Okay. We're talking for another hour, though, at least here on the show, so come on back.